The Watch is the latest and the greatest in pop culture from best friends Chris Ryan and Andy Greenwald. Join them as they discuss TV, movies, music, and much more. Check out The Watch on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline.
If that was so good, then you shouldn't have come on a show to get engaged to somebody else.
It's that important. You're clearly not ready to like settle down.
Good thing I'm not anyone's fiance then, I guess, huh?
It is.
Well, thank God.
I have a hot take. I personally don't think it's that unforgivable to have somebody on the side. To me, the worst offense that you did was coach Shanae and turn that bitch into Frankenstein.
That's very true. Welcome to Bachelor Party. It's a 2-night extravaganza along with the Bachelor of the Program. I'm Juliette Littman. I'm here with Callie Curry. Callie, hello.
Hello.
What an electric women tell all we got.
Oh, I don't even know where to start. There was so much.
Let's start by talking about Jesse Palmer, who I've been a very vocal fan of.
Yeah.
Would you say that you like Jesse more or less, or appreciate him more or less, I should say? It's not really about liking him. We obviously like him. Do you appreciate him more or less after this Woman Tell All?
I appreciate him the same. I think I can recognize this is not his best format. You know, some people are good one-on-one. Some people are good in a zone. Like, he can't do both. He's not flexible.
It was really funny. I was like, are they fucking with the edit? I was like, is he really just like sitting back and doing nothing while these women yell at him? It was very hard to believe because it made it seem like he wasn't even trying. It was so bizarre.
Wait, I just want to say one thing. You're going to hear baby noises in the background because my child's sitting right next to me. So I just want to put that out there.
I love it. I wish he was on camera. I can't see him, but I wish he was.
I'm wanting to know if in past seasons they edit it so that you don't hear like the run-ons with the women.
Yeah.
But like, there was like a 2-minute stretch where there was no interruption and they were all talking over each other.
It was like pretty wild. I have to say, like, my opinions changed the most on Genevieve, Hunter, and probably Sierra, I guess. But I was just like, they were all yelling a lot. I was just like, why are you this angry? Is this just like what you're like? I found it confusing, to be honest.
I think Hunter and Genevieve were like ready to rock because I think they feel like our time was completely trampled by Shanae. Like, we didn't have a fair shot.
So it's like they deserve it right now.
Yes. They were like ready to go.
It was intense. Also, I just want to note, Genevieve and Sarah, they're wearing the same dress in different colors.
They both looked great.
Yeah, they both did. I'd love to know where that was from. I'm sure someone will post about it. It's probably from like Fashion Nova or something like that.
It was something that was probably for free.
No way. Those women don't get stuff for free. Maybe at this point.
Two people with the same dress, there's no way that wasn't for free.
I think it's more likely it was like from like a Revolve event or like Fashion Nova or just like one of these like go-to places for
that everyone goes. Yeah.
Bachelor gals. Can I ask you a question on the topic of fashion?
Mm-hmm.
Genevieve was wearing those like clear heels that I feel like were popularized by Kim Kardashian and are now ubiquitous. Are those hot? Like, is it like hot to wear like plastic shoes like that?
Like hot as in like
sweaty.
Oh, yeah. You usually sweat and they usually fog. If you get hot quickly, I would not recommend because they will fog.
I do. Like my glasses on the subway. Yeah, that happens to me a lot. Sounds uncomfortable. I just, are they still cool? Are they still in?
Yeah, I think you can. I wouldn't say like cool, but you can still like wear them and they're like fashionable, but they're not like, like we're running to go get them right now. It's kind of like sure. If you have those to wear, it's fine.
I noticed Genevieve was wearing them and I've always been confused by those shoes. Also, it's just like a lot of foot.
A lot of foot. You have to have pretty feet.
Foot on display. I mean, like obviously with sandals different, but I don't know why I'm so focused on this. Similarly, I was so focused on the men not wearing socks on Love is Blind, or at least not visible ones.
One person did on Love is Blind. I noticed that too.
Salvador.
Sal? Yeah.
And then the other two dudes are wearing Jordan, so I assume they were wearing socks. But that's the thing is like, I'm not, I think there's a time and a place to not wear socks. I get it. But I don't know why like the default look on reality TV for men has become like cropped dress pants and dress shoes without socks.
I don't hate the look. I think it's weird when everyone does it. Like yeah, there was three guys in a row that were doing it and I was like, whoa, that's a lot.
And they all do it on The Bachelor. And I just want to say, or Bachelorette, several Bachelorette dudes responded to me and they were like, duh, no socks.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh. That's also sweaty.
Anyway, there was a lot of fashion. We'll come back to it, particularly when we talk about Shanae. But these women were just like going at it. I think there usually is a lot of yelling, but there probably was more this time.
Also, they were like, I feel like for someone, like, I don't think Clayton hurt anyone. I think he was pretty honest. I think, like, I don't have anything bad to say about Clayton. They were like pissed.
Pissed. I was shocked. Also, the way he handled that, I thought was pretty weird. I thought it was weird.
I thought it was great that he wasn't like, shut the fuck up. That's what I would have been like. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't like you. That's the end of the story. Like, why are we arguing about my choices? I liked Shanae. I didn't know all this was happening. Clearly, you guys knew I didn't know. Like, in this situation, if I have a good connection with Shanae, do I think you're going to talk shit about her? Yeah. So, how? Like, it took Teddy and Rachel and women that I like just as much as Shanae to say something. Sorry, Sierra and Genevieve and Hunter. I really don't give a fuck what you think. Just like I didn't give a fuck about Mara. He didn't care what she had to say. He needed to hear it from the same women.
Yeah, he needed to hear it from Rachel and Teddy for it to stick.
Yeah.
It's true. I just thought he was like so contrite. Like, I feel like he just sort of like let himself, it was sort of like we're firing away. And he didn't really fight back at all.
No, he didn't stand up for himself at all.
I guess that's the way that you have to do it. I did think it was really funny when Kira was like, I've liked you more with each episode. So if you're single, hit me up. That was so funny.
By the way, I think he is.
You do?
Yeah. Teddy being like, I happen to know more than everyone else.
Right.
I hope you're okay.
Right. 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 Interesting.
And then Kira doing that. Usually they kind of know who wins. And. Yeah. You don't really do that.
It's a good point. I didn't really think about it. He also, I think if he was maybe in a relationship, he would have approached how he acted with more confidence because he would know he had someone in his corner, whoever he picked. But there's no one like telling him good job on the side. So he didn't have the confidence.
And even having the confidence of like, sure, maybe I made some wrong decisions, but I ended up with who I wanted to. So whatever. Like he didn't even have, if he is single, he doesn't even have that. I don't know. I just felt like the way he was acting, like, felt very, like, woe is me. He didn't seem, like, super joyous.
No, he didn't seem that happy.
So I'm like, if he's single, that would explain his, like, attitude towards this all because he's probably miserable. Like, if he didn't end up with someone, he's like, I went through all this shit, still single, and I made bad decisions. Or he might think he did, whether he did or he didn't, I don't know. But it would explain his, like, dullness.
That's a good point. He's not happy in his personal life, so he can't summon the sort of, like, energy he needs to have a better performance on the Women Tell All.
But I think even people that, like, make mistakes, if they end up with the person, they're like, all right, I can face this. It was worth it. Like, I feel like it seemed like he was, like, this wasn't even fucking worth it.
Yeah, it's a good point. I didn't really think about that, but it's true. He was so sullen and like he had no like glow to him, no shine.
No.
It's interesting. I will say also he posted over the weekend. He was, I think, in New York and he was hanging out with like Clay and a couple of the guys from Tayshia's season. I think it was Riley was one of them. And like,
wait, Clay, the football player?
Yeah.
I feel like he's like Mr. Bachelor.
Clay? I know. Yeah. He's milking it for all he's
got. He knows everyone.
I think he's just like really available, probably. Yeah. So Clayton was in New York with Clay and Olu and Riley. He got a little Jesse Palmer. He was making the rounds. And I don't know if that's the crew that you hang out with if you're dating someone, because those guys are all single. Clay, yeah. Olu, and Riley. So I don't know.
Interesting. That's
good point, Callie. We'll find out, I guess. By the way, programming note, next week is also a two-night live finale, I believe. So we'll be reacting to it all. Let's talk about some of these women. Let's talk about all the Shanae stuff. Obviously, it took up a lot of time. Do you have any new feelings about Shanae that you didn't have before this?
One, I thought everything was purposeful before she knew what she was doing. Now mm-hmm. I think she has no clue. I think she has no radar on what's right and what's wrong or how she came across. Like, she still is trying to say everything she did with Clayton was real, which it obviously was not.
No.
Like, they had clips of her lying and she was like, I was honest. And I was like, but we weren't. You just saw, like, I don't know. It was really weird.
I'm not sure what she was going for in this. I will say, though, like, I don't like her, but they were really mean to her. Like, really
mean. They
were
too mean.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Me neither. I was just like, this reflects poorly on all of you. And it doesn't, like, prove the point. It just makes everyone seem, like, really catty and immature. And I like, they were really mean to her. I don't know. I thought she looked really pretty.
She looked great.
Her hair and makeup looked amazing. And then they were also just like, Genevieve was just so mean to her. Like, she was wearing a dress and you could sort of see her underwear through it. And Genevieve was like, are you wearing a diaper? And I was like, that's just really uncalled for.
No, there was like a bunch of like little comments made by the women that I was like, okay, this is getting a little catty. By the way, Shanae was like queen of catty, but like that doesn't mean that like, okay, now I get
back
to be, no, now you guys both look like idiots.
Exactly.
Like, just let Shanae be the idiot. And there was women who I felt like Teddy was like, I am not getting involved in all this bullshit. Like, ask me my questions, but that's all you're getting from me.
Teddy and Sarah both seem, because they both went further and had like more time with Clayton in general, both seem just sort of like in shock. And they're like, we're not getting involved in this bullshit. Like, they have like bigger bones to pick.
Serene too, by the way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I like forgot Serene was there because she was barely in the show.
Yeah. And she did make like one comment. I think it was about Sarah, but even that was like kind. Like, she was mm-hmm. like, I tried giving you the benefit of the doubt and talking to you. Those three, I feel like, were just like, you know, acting classier than the rest.
Serene and Teddy in particular. Sarah kind of. I mean, Sarah just like continued to lie.
Yeah. I don't get that strategy. He's coming on stage.
Me neither. We'll come back to the three of them in a second. But on Shanae, she didn't back down, which I guess I appreciated. What did you think about the semantics over DM sliding? Is someone responding to your story the same as sliding into your DMs? Because she and Genevieve were fighting over that as it relates to Aaron Clancy, who is like clearly such a pot stirrer. I just want to say Aaron is like, he's bad news. In my opinion,
I respond to people. If someone writes something to my story, I heart it 9 times out of 10. Like, mm-hmm. just go back. I think it's rude to not respond at all.
Even strangers?
Well, my DMs are separated.
Yeah.
So I know it's different for different people, but like, there's general public and friends in my mm-hmm. DMs. Like, they're just automatically sorted that way. If you're in my friends thing, that means I follow you. I'm going to respond.
Right.
If I don't follow you, I probably, I don't know. I do look at a lot of the DMs that we get, like, about our show. I'll read them all. Responding is a lot harder, but I definitely read almost all of them that have to do with the show. I skip like 99% of all of them that have to do with the Sixers or the Nets.
Probably for the best.
But if it's about the show, I like reading them because you get like, you know, some juice or feedback.
Yeah,
or...
love the tips. Also, I like getting corrections. When we get something wrong, I like to hear about it.
So yeah, me too. Also, like, there's been some people that were like, hey, I started watching Euphoria. Someone was like, do you know about Euphoria podcast? Like, I listened to you because of Bachelorette.
Thanks.
And now I want a Euphoria podcast, which I don't have. So if anyone has suggestions, would love to listen to a Euphoria pod.
We cover on the Ringer Prestige TV podcast, so you check that out.
I will check it out. I feel like it's randomly covered in like a bunch of like podcasts that cover other things.
The issue is that it's like so long in between seasons and it's only on for 10 weeks. So like The Bachelor
Not
is
even
for better and for
eight.
Worse. Right. Bachelor for better or for worse is on constantly. So it's a year-round sport, just like the NBA.
Yeah.
So that's why we're here. I thought that Shanae, when she was like, it was like a total 360. And I just want to say for the record, when something changes, that's a 180.
180, yeah.
It's okay, Shanae. I just had to correct that. But back to the DM sliding, I forgot. That's what we started talking about. I really enjoyed the, how they were just like catfighting over that. Just like going over and going back and forth over like who Aaron contacted, how much. Like there's receipts on all of this and like a third party that can confirm it. So like why even lie about it? And then Shanae even had a backpedal. She was like, yeah, I hearted all of his messages.
Yeah. Also, Genevieve was like pretty defensive about the Aaron stuff and also was like, yeah, and he said this and he said that and he said this and he doesn't, he thinks you're crazy and da 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 da. So I was like, okay, well, you're clearly talking to him. I don't think that means she slept with him, nor do I think that fucking matters. When you get off the show, do what you want to do.
Also, yeah, okay. So one of Shanae's like major like points of emphasis against Genevieve is that when Genevieve got off the show, she hung out with other Bachelor people, whereas Shanae went home and was, quote,
crying.
Grieving. Yeah, crying and grieving. And, you know, I think people do grieve relationships after breakups, but I wouldn't say Shanae was really dating Clayton. So I don't know if that was really the appropriate term, but hey, if she took it hard, fine. But it's completely normal and probably to be expected that after a breakup, you might like find like-minded people who want to party and like, you know, have some casual sex or not, or just like talk to men at bars. Like, I don't know what she was trying to like say about Genevieve. Like, that sounds like completely normal behavior to me.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Shanae knows what normal behavior is. But also, I'm like, what you're describing is literally the last thing I want my friends to do. If they go through a breakup, I'm like, let's go out, let's have fun, let's get drinks. Like, why don't you like go on a date with somebody? I'm not like, you know what? You need to sit home in your bedroom and cry about a guy that you've been on not even a one single one-on-one date with.
I know. The best thing to do is to go out and meet someone new. Just distract yourself.
It's the same thing with the ADHD thing. Like Shanae didn't, which they didn't really touch on, which I thought was a missed opportunity.
Elizabeth should have gotten more time.
Yeah. I thought it was a missed opportunity there. But like Shanae doesn't realize that, she didn't even apologize for that. So that's one. Two, Shanae thought it was totally fine, clearly, to talk about Elizabeth having ADHD. And that's 1,000,000% not okay. And then for her to then tell Genevieve it's not okay for her to go sleep with someone. Not okay. Also, not your place to tell people. It's fucking weird. The whole thing was weird.
It really is. And just like so, so disrespectful.
But again, Shanae, I'm like, people are saying that you're crazy, you're disrespectful. And then you're just like, yeah, you know what? Let me just be more crazy and more disrespectful and tell you guys that I'm not.
Right. It didn't work.
No.
Shanae, I really hope she's on in Paradise.
Not?
Yeah, I hope not.
I feel like she's got a one-way ticket. Yeah.
It seems like a lot of people were trying out for it. I would say, we talked about this a few weeks ago, but my new top picks for Paradise are Kate and sleeper Cassidy. Great performance from Cassidy on this Women Tell All.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she fully owned her craziness, but she was like, oh my god, Shanae, what in the world? This is hard to watch. And she did apologize. So
yes,
Cassidy went from like bottom of the list to like she's probably upper one third of the group.
Yeah, she seemed like she understood this was like, it could be a fun environment and she was having fun with it instead of like being really upset or taking herself so seriously. I also appreciated when Kate was like, I don't think it's such a big deal that you had another guy, which I completely agree. But Kate was like, but it is bad that you turned Shanae into Frankenstein. That was great. And Cassidy was like, you're right, I'm sorry. She got it. Like that was a really good moment. In general, Kate was just such a good narrator and had so many good one-liners.
Very normal.
Yeah. Huge fan.
I think she's smart. The only thing with Cassidy is I feel like she was trying to be like, you guys are slut-shaming me. But I don't think that's what it was. It was more so like, I don't care if you have sex with someone before you come on the show, but you talking to someone right before you're supposed to meet the guy you're engaged to is a little bit different. And saying you're going to see them after is where I think the straw broke.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. It wasn't an issue of having sex with someone, but more about like, are you in a relationship, or like, are you emotionally committing to this experience? Her main mistake was talking about it, because everything she did was fine. And if it didn't work out, go back to that guy. But like, she should have just not talked about it once she got to the house.
By the way, why did she?
I don't know. I guess she trusted Sierra more than she should have.
I mean, you guys are competing for a boyfriend and you're telling her about another guy you're going to cuddle with after. Cuddle season and do nasty things is not someone I'm telling. I'm not telling someone that after meeting them for 3 days when we're both trying to date the same dude.
I'm not sure I'm really saying that in general. I don't know. maybe to, you know, after a long time dating like your close friends, but to a relative stranger, just no. Like we're gonna do nasty things. It's just like, okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm telling anyone that.
Me neither. I can't see me uttering those words, but okay.
Also, I can't see myself typing those. I'm not a like let's do nasty things to each other. There's just a million other ways to say that.
Sure. Maybe in the beginning of a relationship, to like if you're like far apart or something.
Nasty is not a word I'm using.
Also, I feel like I associate it with Trump now and nasty women, as he called Hillary Clinton, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So he's ruined that word for me.
That might be a part of it. I'm not sure where, like, why I feel so strongly against nasty things, but.
Yeah, it's just weird.
It's not for me.
I didn't like Cassidy during the show, and I was like, oh, she's got an attitude. She's got a good attitude, so I was down with her.
So out of everyone, Woman Tell All, who made the biggest leap and who made the biggest plummet for you?
I think Genevieve made the biggest plummet. I was just like, she's being really mean. And I just didn't think it was necessary. What about you?
I don't even know why, but Hunter?
Well, she went from obscurity to like, why are you talking so much?
Yeah, and it wasn't a good why are you talking. So Hunter, I agree. Genevieve was mean. There was a few women that were just catty. I didn't like it.
Teddy was like appalled by it. There was like one shot of her where she was just like shocked at how mean everyone was being. And I would say she made the biggest leap for me. I thought that her like sit down was pretty sweet. And
great.
I just thought she seemed like really lovely, and I hope she has a happy life.
I texted you while I was watching it, and I was like, oh, she's next Bachelorette. Like, she just came across so good.
Yeah. So well adjusted.
I know this is probably not the right word, but she was like a very professional Bachelorette.
Yeah. She was relatable and compelling, but also she wasn't like out of control or any way. Like, she seemed like she really knew who she was in that moment, and it was really like nice to watch.
Also, she was not judgmental at all, and I feel like she purposely was like, I need to make this very clear. I don't care if you also, I thought it was so sweet that she said have sex every week. Cause I was like, not every day, once a week. She's like, if you want to have sex on the weekends, that's fine. And I just thought that was really cute.
Make some time for it.
There's been other like virgins on the show. And if I'm being honest, there's definitely times where I'm like, are you? Like, I don't know if I believe you, but okay. Cause I feel like some people, I don't know, think that's like something that's coveted by men. Which I don't think is the case anymore for most men anyway.
I don't think it is either.
But I like 1000% believe her.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Believe her and like loved her stance on it all and how she's not judgmental.
Yeah. I also just think that she doesn't seem like she's putting that much pressure on herself or the guy. Whereas like I feel like when I was on the show, it was such a big point of emphasis that it's like so much pressure on her and whoever she's with of like, is she going to have sex? And Teddy's just like, this is who I am. And like, I'll figure it out. I thought it was much like, well, I was just happy. It wasn't like her whole story.
No. Also, Teddy's like, I'm going to have sex if I want to. And if I don't, then I'm not. Like, it wasn't like, she didn't seem like she was nervous about overnights at all.
Right. And she didn't like, it wasn't her identity on the show, which I appreciated. She made a good point, which touched on something we've hit on a lot, which is like Clayton's coach speak and how he's like speaks, you know, I really like what I'm seeing out of you. And, you know, I really like what they're showing me. And we talked about that a lot. And I was thinking about that when Teddy was saying how being on the show was hard for her because it like reminded her of growing up where she felt like she had to like earn her father's love and like do stuff to like be loved. Whereas, you know, you shouldn't have to like work for it or whatever. And I thought that was I think that like we joke about that kind of stuff, but I do think there's like unintended consequences of that kind of language, like just like the kind of like competition of the show. Whereas if like that's a like a traumatic experience you had in your childhood, it could really fuck with you. And I thought that was an interesting point and just sort of like very insightful.
I also think it helped explain why she was like firecracker, like, dashed out, like, way far ahead of everyone. And then, like, slowly, I was like, is Teddy on the show anymore? Did he get eliminated? And, like, was still there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she said that it got harder and harder for her, and she withdrew. And it makes sense. Also, seeing how she acted with just this, like, live drama.
She must have hated it in the house. It's just so not her scene.
No. Doesn't seem like it. Doesn't seem like she's comfortable there.
No. I thought that she spoke to Sarah in, like, a pretty respectful way. She was like, she explained why it was upsetting. It's because she's like, Rachel and I thought we were friends with you. And I don't know why Sarah Crane Clayton cried. I will say, I could see where perhaps Sarah convinced herself that was true. Like, sometimes you just, like, convince yourself of a story that's, like, close to the truth. And I don't know, maybe I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt, but I thought that was weird.
No, I could see Clayton being, like, emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And if she was really emotional, sometimes you think things are a certain way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Only reason why I'm like, I think she just straight up lied is because when Clayton said he didn't cry, she was like, well, I didn't say you cried. And it was like, you quite literally said those exact words twice.
She's really young. I forgot. She's 23 years old. And I feel like she just has a lot of, like, life learning to do. I don't know. Teddy's not that much older, but she seems a lot more mature.
Yeah. How old's Serene?
I believe Serene's 26. Serene's so classy. It's like, she's too classy for the show.
Yeah. My mom does this all the time. She'll be like, she's only 21. She's 24, whatever. One, I was a hot fucking mess at that age. So sure. I definitely did not have it figured out. I don't remember ever being a liar.
Me neither. I mean,
like, you know what I mean? Like, I totally agree if you're young and it's someone making dumb decisions or, like, crying over something trivial. Sure. 100%. I was nuts at that age, too. Like, you know, you think your boyfriend at the time is your husband. And right. It's like, no, you still have to date 19 other guys. Like, I get it. Lying, though, I'm like, seems like a pretty, like, core thing that you either do or you don't do.
You shouldn't do. Yeah. I just don't understand. Like, her emotion seemed real to me, but I don't understand what she was upset about. Was she upset about getting caught? Was she upset about being pressed? Was she upset that she's not with Clayton? Like, I don't know. I just didn't get it.
That was one point, probably one of the only points where I did think Jesse shined. He was like, just to be clear, did you or did you not cry, Clayton? And he was like, nope, never, not on any single date, never, ever has Sarah seen a tear fall from my eye.
Jesse was good in the hot seat moments when he was, like, mm-hmm. doing direct address to one woman. But he clearly doesn't, you know, I don't think anyone wants to be in the middle of that madness. So
he's not a good wrangler.
No, it's not his strong suit. But he did a good job with the one-on-ones. I still love Jesse. His eyes are so beautiful. One thing we skipped over with Teddy, Clayton's brother sliding into her DMs.
Oh my gosh. So good.
So good. Clayton's brother. What a dick. I wonder if Clayton knew that. It's like really embarrassing.
Wait, I love it.
I mean,
love, love, love.
You do? But if you're Clayton, do you love that?
I mean, I'm sure his brother already knew. Like, I have to assume his brother, like, cleared it. Like,
yeah, they weren't. They're not together.
Yeah. Like, knows they're not together and probably was like, listen, bro, I think you fucked up. Is it cool if I slide in there?
He's a cute dude. I mean, I'm looking at his Instagram. His name is Nate. He seems, you know, pretty cute.
I would love for them to date.
I loved that. I love that Teddy's like a catch.
She is.
Oh, totally. If Teddy's not Bachelorette, she'll crush it in Paradise.
I think she has to be.
Because just the way she proceeded on this.
They always like push someone to mm-hmm. make them seem like the only people that it could be is like Teddy or Serene. There's no one else.
And Serene didn't really get enough attention.
No. So I feel like they were pushing Teddy. Teddy might not be this next one, but are they doing two Bachelors? Or did I make that up?
I think that was rumored, but I think they're doing Bachelorette next, as far as I know. But I would like
so maybe not next time, but I can see her. Maybe. I have no idea. What, don't they need to start shooting soon?
Yeah, it'll be like in a couple weeks. I don't know if she'll make bad decisions, though. And I feel like with The Bachelorette, you need them to, like, sometimes make bad decisions. Otherwise, it's boring. Nothing happens.
I'm so interested. I would also love for Gabby to be The Bachelorette. I just don't know what
happens. I love Gabby, too. She's so funny.
It can't be Susie, right?
I don't think so, but I guess anything's in play. I mean, if he's with no one, everyone's in play.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. All right, it's official. I think I've discovered the ultimate coupling of all time. Like any good relationship, they really balance each other out. One is super sweet, and the other, Well, they can be a little nutty sometimes. It is, of course, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. So perfect, some would call it true love. Find Reese's now at a store near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Who made the biggest leap for you and who made the biggest, who took the biggest plummet?
Hunter plummet.
Oh, right.
Leap? Probably a toss-up between Teddy and Kate, which I already loved Kate, but I just felt she was a great, like for someone who didn't last very long, I liked when she spoke and I laughed.
Me too. Laughed. She seemed smart. She seemed fair.
Yeah.
I liked that she wasn't always agreeing with the crowd. Like when she was like, Cassidy, I don't think it's so bad that you had this other guy. I liked that. She also, I don't know if you noticed, she was wearing a gorgeous necklace. It was like a really nice, like diamond, like drop almost. I don't know. She just looked great too.
You were really into the details. She looked beautiful.
You know, I was watching on my iPad on the subway as I went to my parents' house yesterday, and I was just really dialed in. And because I was like holding it really close to my face because I was watching on my iPad, a lot of the small stuff showed up. Like I really noticed that Sarah had a lot of body glitter on her. And that's like why I noticed that her and Genevieve were wearing the same dress too. I had nothing to do but really focus.
Not to go back, but I'm wondering if you also noticed like when Genevieve was in the hot seat, mm-hmm. she made so many facial expressions and was moving like an enormous amount. Like she kept like fixing her dress and fixing her hair and
just she's uncomfortable.
Like moving. Yeah. Clearly uncomfortable.
I'm not a Genevieve fan as I sit here touching my own hair. I thought I liked her, but she lacks some maturity that I need to see. But, you know, she'll get there eventually.
She wasn't the only one being mean. No. There was like a little group of girls, which by the way, I think Elizabeth said something mean at one point.
Yeah. When Shanae said that she thought they were close friends. When Elizabeth was like, if this was what you consider intimate, now I understand why you have such a hard time dating. That was like a pretty mean thing to say.
Yeah. But outside of that comment, Elizabeth explaining the situation, I was just like, there's something that's not there with Shanae where she doesn't get life. I don't know how else to put it. Like she doesn't understand closeness. She doesn't understand friendships. She doesn't understand when you're lying, when you're not lying, when you're manipulating a situation. She still was like, Genevieve, you're an actress, even though she was talking about herself being an actress. Like, she just like, there's like a disconnect somewhere.
She's sort of like Mary Cosby, where she just like is living in her own world and like says things that aren't true. And like, it just doesn't, she like warps everything. I don't know. But then like, on the other hand, they were really mean to her. I don't know who said this, but I wrote it in my notes. You know, they don't have Facetune video in Paradise, right? I was just like, oh, yeah. Jesus.
There was a few
just really mean things.
Comments that were really mean. But when she was sitting there and they were all like just digging and digging at her, I was like, you guys are proving her point right now.
Yeah. To her credit, I guess she handled it well, but there's just something like, how do you not crack with that? Like, I guess I applaud her. I would have been like weeping or not even shown up, but I just thought that was like pretty weird.
I mean, I'm sure she had to have an idea it was going to be bad before she got there.
And she probably doesn't care, I guess. She's just like, I don't care about these people. I just want to be famous. And I wonder if it'll work for her.
No. Oh, you know, she might end up on like some boot camp. VH1 show.
I would love to know what Jesse thought about this experience. Like, did he hate the women tell all? Was he like, this is just part of the job? Like,
there's no way he enjoyed that.
I've said a million times, I'm a big fan. It's kind of hard for me to imagine him just doing this for like another like 20 years. Like Chris Harrison did it for 20 years. Like, is this just like Jesse's life now?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think he will do it because I think the check will eventually get good enough. And he is not like, I think he's great. Outside of this episode, he's been great.
Yeah.
So maybe he just needs to learn this part, but he'll be fine and he'll figure it out. I'm sure he can adapt to the craziness. And yeah, he'll do it for 20 more years and I'll probably love it.
I guess if you're happy for him, I can be happy for him too.
Chris Harrison was making a good living, no?
Oh, yeah. I think he was like making like a few million a year or something like that. I mean, it's a great living. I think the travel would be too much for me. Like, what do you do when you start having kids? I mean, Chris Harrison made it work, but I don't know. Maybe that's just like, I'm such a homebody.
I mean, is it that much travel? How long is filming?
10 weeks. But I guess the beginning you're in LA.
Yeah. So you're in LA and then you travel probably for like 5-6 weeks maybe. And that's twice a year.
Plus Paradise, which is another month. So I guess it's not that bad. Chris Harrison was the host of Paradise.
Yeah. I'm wondering if they'll keep it that way.
David
Spade. It'd be ideal for Jesse if he only has to do Bachelor, Bachelorette, and then they do like the crazy people on Paradise.
That would be good for him. They should have just David Spade come in for Paradise and Jesse can come in like say hey and that's it. Move on.
I mean, that'd be great for us.
That would be great. I would love it. I'm just going to have to chew on is Clayton single. It didn't occur to me based on his performance, but I think you're right.
I think he's single.
He didn't seem happy. And he's hanging out with the single guys in New York. Big sign.
He didn't seem happy. Teddy's comment is what made me be like, oh, wow, he's single. And then Kiara.
That was my highlight.
Saying that, I was just like, remember when Michael A. made that comment and everyone was kind of like, nah.
Yeah.
Kind of shady.
Yeah.
I feel like Kiara wouldn't have said that if she didn't also think he was single. So Clayton being single is my hot take.
Okay.
We'll see if I'm right or not. Obviously, we have no idea, but we'll see.
I'm also looking forward to just how things actually play out after it's being so teased. Like the fence jump was teased similarly to this Clayton meltdown. And I can't wait to see it finally play out. So there's a lot ahead of me.
You did watch the sneak peek, I assume.
Yeah, of course.
It's pretty great.
That reminds me, because this is the end of the episode, when Jesse's like, you've all been asking for it. It's finally here. Bloopers. I'm like, no one is asking for bloopers. Like, maybe the producers. Nah. Even saying that is so stupid. I will say Jesse needs an updated script. Like, some of the, like, standard Bachelor stuff just needs to be evolved a little bit.
Yeah. No one cares about the bloopers. Also, they weren't that great. You know who else I forgot about that took a little bit of a tumble? Not a huge one. I really did not like how Sierra was like going after Clayton.
Me neither. I think Sierra, I'm confused about her strategy. She's just like a lot of like accusatory remarks for no reason.
I have to assume that she's auditioning for Paradise. I still would absolutely love her skincare routine.
Yeah, I know. She had beautiful skin.
It's like the smoothest, butteriest skin. I don't know if butteriest is a word, but you get it. But yeah, she was, I don't know. It was weird. And then she would like follow up like a really aggressive comment with a cute little thing,
right? I know, it just
like I couldn't tell. I think maybe she was joking a little bit and they edited it to make it seem like she wasn't.
Yeah, I will say I think that she and Marlena got like sort of like angry edits, like playing into like the stereotype of like these black women like going after him
on the show. I think I don't know if Marlena did she
just on the woman tell-all. I didn't think it was that bad in the show in general, but I thought that tonight was pretty intense.
I felt like in the show the edit for Sierra wasn't great
because all we know about her is that like she was like telling Clayton what was going on, whereas like many women were actually doing that,
which by the way was the truth.
Yeah.
I don't know if I just didn't notice, but I liked Marlena in the tell-all. Also, I thought she looked really good.
She looked amazing. I just think both of them, they like really limit what we know about them to just sort of being like these bit players, and it's sort of like unfair. They don't, although I will say like Hunter's kind of a similar edit, but it just comes off differently with Hunter.
I don't know if it comes off differently because I really did not like Hunter.
Me neither. It's also just like, what are you talking about? Like, no one knows who you are.
I think the reason why I like Sierra and Marlena more is because I don't know when they got eliminated, but I knew way more about them. Like Hunter, there was like nothing. Like, at least I know Sierra's like playful personality, and same with Marlena.
Marlena I like a lot. She was fun on the show. Claire, the one who self-eliminated on night one because she found Clayton to be a pushover. I had totally forgotten about her, but I enjoyed her too. She was just like, I went to the bar.
Like, it is how it is. Like, that's how I felt. Like, She admitted, she was like, I knew I wasn't staying, so I might as well get drunk for free.
I know. I really enjoy that. It was really funny.
Who was that? Was it I thought Marlena's comment was really funny when she was like, yeah, the thing was, you kept saying you were going to leave and then I'd go somewhere else and come back and you were still there.
I just had completely forgotten about Claire altogether. So it was hilarious. Great stuff.
She's cute. That would be a random bachelorette if they wanted to do someone like wacky.
Yeah. I'd like that, but they won't do that. There's no way.
I'm hoping for Gabby, depending on what happens. Obviously, we don't know. Or
Teddy
or Serene.
Gabby's my top pick with a bullet. She's so wacky and goofy. I love it.
Would be so good.
She's number one for me. I guess after that would be Serene. But Serene, again, she's just like, she won't make bad decisions.
Too good for this.
Yeah. She's a classy gal. I hope she finds love.
Also, for someone who did not care about the bloopers at all, Gabby was fucking hilarious in the bloopers.
So fun. I mean, she is just so funny.
Her walking in the heels.
Yeah.
I rewatched it because I was laughing. Like, it was so that, and there was like another, like, she was a star in the bloopers.
You sent me her TikTok.
And oh my God.
And she did this one where she was like trying on Zara clothes and she put these pants on over her pajamas. And I was like, is this a joke? Like, also,
I can't tell.
Also, I was like, is this recent? And it is recent. I thought maybe it was like some old thing, but it's like from the last few days.
Yeah. She does Zara hauls. I think she has like two or three on her TikTok page. And they're all like really weird.
So weird. It's like, is this like some kind of art? I don't get it, but I guess I like it.
I find it hilarious. Also, speaking of TikTok, I loved Rachel's TikTok where her friend was like, please stop fucking whispering. So good. She said that she thought if she whispered that the mic couldn't pick it up, which makes sense.
Does it? I think that's pretty dumb.
No. Obviously, it's going to pick it up. I think it makes sense for why she was whispering so much. And when she's whispering, I feel like it's more of the serious conversations.
Or like the cutesy, like...
Yeah, so I feel like she really did believe that, even though it's not real.
Right.
Like, obviously, a mic is going to pick it up.
You're wearing it on your body, girl.
Yeah. But
oh my
it
God.
Makes sense why she was whispering now. And I thought it was funny she made fun of herself.
As discussed a lot, I've really been resisting TikTok and, like, I don't really like it. But two things are kind of drawing me in. One, I'm really into, like, the ASMR TikTok videos of people like organizing their refrigerator or like doing pottery.
You meant, like, eating. I was like, that's really weird.
No, but there's like people's like doing tasks that I find soothing. I'm into that. And number two is these bachelor people. I just feel like I have to like keep up with them. They're moving over to TikTok.
Speaking of more TikTok, Rachel, the finalist, one of the three finalists, her TikTok is like so much about flying.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And I'm like, okay, so I don't think that was an act. Like, she really does care about being a pilot.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. Well, shout out to her.
But yes, everyone, it seems like once they get eliminated, all of a sudden their TikToks are on my page. Like, I've seen so many of Shanae's, Elizabeth.
I checked out Susie's TikTok. She seems really into her photography too, which I think is cool. I like Susie, actually. She seems like pretty normie.
I like Susie.
We'll discuss more tomorrow. On that note, thank you very much to Chris Sutton for producing this episode. We'll be back tomorrow night after the Fantasy Suites episode. Thank you, Callie. Thank you, Cash, for joining us. It was an absolute delight. And we'll talk to you soon.
Adios.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear debris with the 40-volt jet fan leaf blower. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. How doers get more done.